USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Boeing 737-500 carrying 62 passengers and crew has crashed in the sea northwest of Jakarta, Indonesia. The plane went down about 4 minutes into the 90-minute flight Saturday. Officials said all of those on board Flight 182 were from Indonesia and there were no survivors. Freedom of speech continues to be attacked in America. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley said Friday she compared Twitter's permanent suspension of President Trump's Twitter account to that of the silencing of the people in communist China. Now, Amazon has told Parler, a new social media app, that it will be cut off from its Amazon Web Services hosting by midnight because the platform does not police its content. Three people were killed and five others hurt in a shooting spree in and around Chicago, Illinois, Saturday afternoon. One of the dead includes the suspected gunman who was apparently shot and killed by police. The shooting spree started in Kenwood and ended in Evanston. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Taking a look at the fallout from the Georgia Senate election results, USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Republican David Perdue is conceding his Senate runoff election to Democrat John Ossoff. His loss gives Democrats control of a 50-50 Senate for at least the next 2 years because Vice President-elect Kamala Harris can cast any tie-breaking vote. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton on what lies ahead for Republicans.
The Georgia races were hugely consequential. That's why campaigned so much for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. It'd be much better to have a Republican majority and not have to worry on the fortitude of any Democratic senator to resist the far left of their party. But this is the world we're living. It's going to be a 50-50 Senate, and Joe Biden will be president in 13 days. Republicans have to get organized. We have to have a plan. We have to show those Democratic senators just how unpopular that agenda is.
Cotton's comments on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Super Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League continues Sunday with three games on tap. Catching us up on Saturday's games is USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
The NFL playoffs got underway Saturday with three wildcard games. The Buffalo Bills won their first playoff game since 1995, knocking off the Indianapolis Colts 27-24. Quarterback Josh Allen led the way, throwing for two touchdowns and running for another. The Los Angeles Rams upset the Seattle Seahawks 30-20. Running back Cam Akers ran for 31 yards and a score, and corner Darius Williams intercepted a Russell Wilson pass and took it 42 yards for a touchdown in the winning effort. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won their first playoff game since 2003, holding off Washington 31-23. Tom Brady threw for 381 yards and two scores. Sunday's games will see the Baltimore Ravens take on the Tennessee Titans, the New Orleans Saints host the Chicago Bears, and the Cleveland Browns and Pittsburgh Steelers rematch from their season finale a week ago. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Colts quarterback Philip Rivers talks his future after the loss.
Me and my family, if it's here, an Indy Player of the Year, then we'll be here. And if it's not, I'll be on the sideline somewhere, I know where. I'll be on the sideline with the ball cap. Coaching the heck out of a high school football team down in South Alabama. So, whatever God's will is what I want to happen. And I'll be fine with that. Obviously, if I keep going, if I go on and on with that answer, it'll be nothing but a bunch of emotion talking. But I think that's, at the end of the day, that's clearly what will guide the decision.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.